Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk says, "Ki yikore kan tipa lefanecha vaderech." If a bird's nest happens before you, a person happens upon a bird nest on the path. On a tree or on the ground, whether it's chicks or eggs, and the mother is hovering over the chicks or the eggs, do not take the mother upon the children. Send away the mother, and take the children. Take the children. In order that it should be good for you and you should have a long life. It's a pella of a mitzvah. This mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is a very interesting mitzvah. First of all, the mitzvah only applies ki yikore, only if it happens. Prat l'mezumen, Rashi says. It can't be prepared. It's not something that you're expecting. It's a coincidence. It has to be a happening. It happens. And then the pasuk tells us to send away the mother, take the children. It's such an interesting mitzvah. And then this is the mitzvah that has the reward of it should be good for you and you'll have a long life. We need to try to gain some insight into what this mitzvah is about, and why it's so special that this is one of the only mitzvahs in the Torah that says, L'man yitav lach, it will be good for you and you'll have a long life. The Gemara says, Masechtas Brachos, Ha'omer, Alkan tzipar yagiv rachamecha meshatken oisai. Somebody who says, the way the Gemara explains it, there was somebody who says that Rabbeinu Shalom, you had compassion on a bird's nest. That's why you said to send away the mother before you take the children. You should also have compassion upon us. That's, if a person says that, Meshat Kenoisa, we silence him. The Gemara explains, why do you silence him? Because he's making the Rabbeinu Shalom's mitzvahs into rachamim. Ve'in anol gzeiros. He's saying that the person is giving a reason to the Rabbeinu Shalom's mitzvah and saying that the reason why Hashem said to send away the mother is because of compassion. We're in reality, these are decrees. We have no idea what the reason is. And it's such a pella that the Gemara chooses Shiluach HaKan as an example. There are so many mitzvahs in the Torah that the Gemara could have given as an example, that if somebody says that that this mitzvah is for compassion, that we should silence him because Hashem's we have no right to give reasons to mitzvahs. So why did Chazal choose the mitzvah Shiluach HaKan? That we don't allow anybody to give reasons to this mitzvah because it's a gzeira. There's one more time in this week's part in the Parshas Kisetze where we find the concept of mikra. Besides here, ki yikore kantzipa lefanecha, that if a bird's nest happens, we find another time the concept of mikra, and that is at the end of the parsha. Zocher es asher also lecha Amalek b'derech metzeischa Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you when you were leaving Mitzrayim. Asher karcha b'derech. He happened upon you along the way. And the pasuk concludes, Timcha ezeichar Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. And I've already pointed out many times, why does the pasuk have to say to erase the memory of Amalek mitachas Hashemayim from underneath the heavens? Obviously. Where else are we going to erase the memory of Amalek from? Now, Arizal says that the Avodah B'Chodesh El is to be found in a pasuk that talks about the Arei Miklot, the cities of refuge. The pasuk says, we're talking about the person who killed someone else inadvertently. And the pasuk says, well, the kimin al yodai, Hashem brought it to his hand. V'samti l'chol makom hashiyano shama, I will give you a place that you can run to. So ina l'yodai v'samti l'chol is Rosh HaTevis Elul. Ina l'yodai v'samti l'chol. Hashem prepared it to your hand, v'samti l'chol, and I will give you a place to run to. So what is this message? Ina liyada v'samti l'cha. What is the message? What is this message of Chodesh Elul? So I'd like to suggest that we as human beings, by nature, when something happens, we always look for a cause, right? Everything is cause and effect. And when anything happens, that obviously is the effect. We always search for the cause, because if it's something good that happened, we would like to see how we can repeat that. And if it's something not good, then we want to see how to avoid it, which is the wise thing to do. When something happens, look for the cause. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? The cause is called a siba. It's the cause. The cause is a siba. The thing is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is called Sibas HaSibos. He's Ilas O Ilas with Sibas HaSibos. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the cause of all causes. So really, although our human nature drives us to find the cause, a yid is not supposed to stop at the cause. A yid is supposed to look for the cause of the cause. And we're supposed to realize that the cause is not really the reason why this happened. The reason why this happened is because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted it to happen. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us a message. Not by the cause, but by the effect. The Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us a message. So when anything happens, a yid needs to ask themselves, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam make this happen? If the person will just look for the physical cause, for the natural cause, the person has defeated the purpose of why this happened. Obviously, the person needs to do their... We need to do our shtadlis to see to it that this shouldn't happen again. But that's secondary. Our main focus, our primary focus needs to be on the effect. And to realize this was brought by the Sibas HaSibos. This was brought about by the cause of all causes. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending me some kind of message. Amalek would like us to focus on the cause, which is Tachas HaShemayim. Focus on the cause that is underneath the heavens. Amalek doesn't want us focusing on the Me'al HaShemayim and realizing that this all comes from above the heavens. Amalek would like us to believe that this is a Mikra. It's just a happening. It's a coincidence. That we should ignore the main reason, the primary reason why this happened. And the Pasuk tells us, well, kim ino liyadoi, that when somebody does something inadvertently, which the normal behavior, the normal order of things would be to seek out what is the cause. Says the Pasuk, well, kim ino liyadoi, that Ribono Shel Olam is the one that caused this to happen. And I'm going to give you a place to run to, says the Ribono Shel Olam. The Avodah of Chodesh Elul tells us that Arizal is Ino L'Yodah V'Samti L'Cha, to realize that everything in the world has a Sibas HaSibas, and we are not to focus on the Siba, but on the Sibas HaSibas. And unfortunately, we get carried away with this all the time. When there's a measles outbreak, we become focused on vaccines, and everyone has got it. And that there's a cause, and we have to eliminate the cause, and we have to vaccinate. But there should be as much or even a greater emphasis on why in the world has the Ribono Shel Olam brought this to us. Why is there a measles outbreak in the first place? There should be gatherings of Tehillim. There should be, we should be searching for what is the Sibas HaSibas. And meanwhile, everyone's just busy with the Siba. Everyone's focused on vaccines. And when there's a terrorist attack, everyone is focused on security. Does anybody ask why this happened? What is the real reason? So the Pasuk is telling us, Ki Yikare, when anything ever happens in the world, you should know it's a kantzibur. Everything in the world, any happening in the world, is a bird's nest. And in every bird's nest, there is a mother and there is offspring, which means there is a cause and there is an effect. And the mother, which is the cause, is hovering over the effect. And everyone is going to focus on that mother. Everyone's going to focus on that cause. Says the Pasuk, Shalayach Teshalach Asayim, send away the mother. Send away the cause. Don't make that your primary focus. Focus on the effect. Why did the Ribono Shel Olam send it? Then it will be good for you and you'll have a long life. Don't think that vaccines will give you a long life. Don't think that security will give you a long life. Don't think that all these things will bring you goodness. What will bring you goodness is focusing on the Sibas HaSibas. Of course, yes, we have to do our Hishtadlis and do what the and seek out the cause. But that's secondary. Shaleach teshalach asaim. After you figured out the cause, send it away. V'sabonim tikach lach. Try to figure out why the Ribono Shel Olam sent you the effect. That will give you Yitav Lach and Maharach Teyomer. And that's why when a person gives a reason for the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, Meshatken Oisai, because it's not Rachman, don't give a cause to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. The whole purpose of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is Einon Ela Gezeiras, to realize that this is a Gezeira from the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the whole purpose of the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. Don't give a reason, don't give a cause to the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan. That would be mamish defeating the whole purpose of this Mitzvah. The mitzvah is to realize that every ki yikare in the world, that every happening in the world is a kantzipor, is a bird's nest that has a mother and children, and it has a cause and an effect. Our mitzvah is shalech to shalach asayim, v'sabonim tikach lach. Not to focus on the natural cause, to focus on why the Rebbeinu Shalom sent us the bonim, why the Rebbeinu Shalom sent us the effect. That's our hachana. That's our preparation to the Yom HaDin. Chazal tell us, yesh din lamata, ain din lamala. If we have justice down below, then there's no need for justice to come from above. If we take things, if we understand the Rabbeinu Shlom's messages, if we try to figure out the Rabbeinu Shlom's messages, then there's no reason for the Rabbeinu Shlom to bring din milamala. So the avoda of Chodesh Elul, the avoda to approach the Yom HaDin is in all the yada v'samti l'chava. They came in all the yada, realize that Rabbeinu Shlom is what made this all happen. So the Rebbeinu Shlom from the schus of realizing that every ki yikare is may Allah shemayim, everything comes from above the heavens, and we need to erase the memory of Amalek, who wants us to believe that this is all coming from underneath the heavens. And that's chus, we should be zeicher to the man yitav lach v'harachta yomim, to exivach sima toiva, git keben shtiur, a year of goodness and ariches yomim, ashnas geula v'yeshua, b'vias mashiach, tzedkenu b'mehera b'yomenu, amen.